This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Criminal mind, I'm able to operate multiple burner accounts simultaneously. How smart do you think I am, guys? Seriously, I can barely keep track of what's coming up on the rundown. You really think that I am able to operate multiple burner accounts at the same time? Come on.
How many do we think he has?
At least five at this point.
Yeah.
Morales Mafia, Mafia, Ireland Mafia.
You have
Mace,
to get the voice
Venice
right.
Venice Mace Burner.
You have to get the voice right on each one. They're all a little bit different.
I mean, are they that different?
Yes.
Let's be real here.
They're all completely different. You know what I say?
Which you know.
I say, you haven't made it in this business until there are parody accounts about you. So congratulations to Chris Morales, who has his own parody account. Congratulations to John Ireland and Ireland Mafia. He's got his own.
Ireland Mafia has one?
Yeah.
That one came out late Friday. Yeah.
Oh. Came out late Friday.
Now I know it's not
Mason, because Mason's not doing anything late Friday.
Want to see something funny?
What?
I wonder if there's going to be a Momo Mafia before the show is up today.
Ooh, I don't know.
I wonder if you're working on it now. That's what I wonder.
I'm working on it.
You're probably looking
speak.
For a picture of Momo on Google, and you're about to create this account. You know that's how you go about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that is how I roll. That's how I roll, Jorge. Hey, I want to get something right off the bat. It is Million Dollar Monday, so we're doing Lie of the Day today. Listen very carefully for me to tell a lie, a totally fabricated story. If you can figure out what it is and call in at 3:30, you win a pair of Rams tickets plus a shot at $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. So good luck. I will lie today. So, Momo, what did you do over the – well, we should probably get to the main event, right? The main event was between Isaiah
in
Stewart.
In one corner, and Isaiah Stewart for the Detroit Pistons.
And in the other corner, LeBron James. So let's start with this. Let's start with this. Was this intentional by LeBron?
I would say no. I would say it was reckless.
I would say yes.
I think it was reckless. I think it was a bit of a cheap shot. When I saw it, Mace, it wasn't the first angle that made me think it was – I was less convinced that it was accidental the more angles I saw, right?
But so wait a minute. The more angles you saw, the more you thought it was accidental.
The opposite. The more angles I saw, the more angles I thought, he probably did that a little on purpose. But I don't think he meant to hit him with a closed fist in the face and draw blood like that. I think he just... Isaiah Stewart is a high motor, kind of annoying player to play against.
Yep.
He's strong and he's... You know, always throwing, you know, he's kind of a big physical guy. I think LeBron was probably annoyed. He also did really have his hand in an arm lock, and LeBron was trying to get free. But I think, you know, like one of those veteran plays, Chris Paul does this all the time. It looked like one of those veteran plays where you get a little extra elbow in there, or a little slap in there as you're trying to free your arm. And you do it in such a way that you have to look at 10 different angles to see that it's a little cheap.
Yeah, yeah. We should point out Lakers beat Detroit yesterday, 121-116. And that second quarter incident between LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart it was really ignited by LeBron. Now, I felt the more angles I saw, and there are many, many angles out there now on Twitter, if you want to look this up, there are many, many. The more I saw it, the more I thought, yeah, that's pretty deliberate. Yeah, that's pretty on purpose. Now, Isaiah Stewart's reaction was completely disproportionate, I think, to what went down. He completely lost it. He's bleeding, and he goes in full pursuit of LeBron. The team kind of huddles up around him. And at one point, he goes into the tunnel. By the way, I texted you guys while this was going on. I'm like, isn't it weird that this is in Detroit? Isn't it weird that it's in Detroit, the home of the Malice at the Palace? Because it had that vibe to it. In fact, apparently the public address announcer was saying, please stay in your seats. And there were police on the floor and all kinds of stuff guarding against any sort of more serious incident. The only guy who really got out of control there was Isaiah Stewart, who's the guy that got punched in the face.
I got to be honest. Like, I understand you get upset when you get punched in the face. I get it. It happened to me one time when I was playing basketball. You get an elbow in the face, and you know, you bleed. It's like there's a lot of there's not so much skin. There's no padding there. So when you get hit there, the bone's right there, and you bleed, right?
Yeah.
And it's upsetting, and it hurts, and I get it. But there's no justification for how angry he was for how long he was. Like initially, okay, you could be like, okay, I'm upset. I'm gonna fight.
I'm pissed off. Yeah. I'm gonna charge him.
He just kept going, and I that was hard to watch as somebody who covers this league and knows the history in Detroit of the Mouse in the Palace and all that. And I thought it was bad for the game. I thought it was bad for him. I don't like the fact that Dwayne Casey's like, oh, I don't think you should get any extra punishment. No. What if he would have ran? He was running over security guards and assistant coaches. Like, those are not professional athletes that he's running over.
At one point, he goes into the tunnel, and the big concern was he was going to come out the other end of the tunnel, and they were actually guarding. I think Corey Joseph was there guarding the other end
ridiculous.
Of the tunnel.
Ridiculous.
Because
he's
they
gotta
thought
get 10
he was
games
that out of control.
Totally out of control. Like, you, like your immediate anger and the immediate reaction is right after you get hit. You need to simmer down at some point. I mean, Cade Cunningham, who's the number one pick in the draft, is three times putting himself in between Isaiah Stewart, 250-pound, 6'9" guy, charging completely out of control after LeBron. And, like, I love LeBron. Such a veteran. Just moves out of the way. Does not engage.
Takes a step back. Yeah. Isn't involved.
The guy standing next to him is Robert Lara. He's the security guard for the Lakers.
Okay.
And Robert is the guy, like, if you don't know Robert Lara, you've seen him everywhere. He's sort of like he's like Ray Donovan, okay? He's
like Ray Donovan from TV's Ray Donovan.
Do not mess with Robert Lara. Like, that was Kobe's guy. That is LeBron's guy. He used to go to Miami all the time and look after LeBron and the Heat, the three guys in Miami. Like, that is the one guy that if, you know, like, let's say you ever got kidnapped or something, Mace.
Yes.
I would call Robert Lara.
You would call Robert Lara in the event of
I would
me
not
being
call
kidnapped.
Disney security. I would not call anybody. I would call Robert. Like, that guy will get you back. That was that guy traveled the world with Kobe and made sure nothing ever happened to that guy. And, like, Robert Lara was standing right next to LeBron the entire time. There was no way Isaiah Stewart was getting to LeBron. And even if he did, I would take Robert Lara in that fight.
Yeah. So let me just take a poll here. Bergman, do you think that was deliberate on the part of LeBron?
After looking at it, I don't think he was trying to hurt him, but I do think that he hit him in the face. He hit him on purpose. Yeah.
I do think he hit him on purpose.
Yeah. But he drew blood,
man. He might
have
hit harder than he expected. Probably wasn't thinking he'd draw blood, all that stuff, but I think it was on purpose.
Yes. Absolutely on purpose.
Jorge, what about you? On purpose?
I didn't watch the game. I was out of town. So.
Oh, Jorge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jorge.
I saw the highlights.
You know, they
and
have
stuff.
The game out of town, too.
No. I mean, it's all over Twitter. Like, you really could find it anywhere on Twitter.
I saw that, but
But we're watching the game. So here's – now, I think LeBron is going to be suspended for a game.
I do, too.
And I think it's a just suspension.
I do not. I don't
you
think
do not.
Be, no.
You drew blood, Momo.
So people get bloody all the time in the NBA.
He hit him in the face.
Yeah,
but
he punched
right
him in the face.
In the spot where you bleed, okay? But he already was ejected from a game. That is a punishment. He missed half the game. And – I did not think it was – it wasn't like Jokic the other day. I mean, Jokic, full-on elbow to the back of somebody's head on a full charge, got a game. This is different. This was like wrestling under the basket, a reckless –
it was a punch in the face, Momo.
I didn't think he really – can you punch backwards? Do you know how to punch backwards?
You swing backwards. Yeah,
he swung,
sure.
But I don't think it's a punch.
It was
different.
A swing, though. There was a swing.
Swing
there, and it was
it
a
was
closed
a swing.
Hand.
But
it was
I think he's going to get a game.
Punch.
I think he's going to get a game because Isaiah Stewart's going to get a bunch of games.
Yeah, how many games do you think he gets?
At least five.
Yeah, I think
it
so,
was
five.
Really bad.
That's what I was saying.
And I think if you give him five and he's the retaliator, it's kind of hard not to give the instigator a suspension.
Right. I agree. Bergman, you agree?
Yes, I agree. One game and five games for...
You
for
think,
Isaiah.
You think LeBron should be
absolutely.
Suspended?
Yeah, he absolutely I should be suspended. I mean, no matter what. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but no matter
look,
what.
They're playing it right now on repeat. Watch it now.
My TV doesn't have that on there. But either way, he swung back. He hit him in the face. He was bleeding. At that point, you did have a flagrant two. You should be suspended. I don't care if he's a Laker or not.
He already got ejected for the
game. He got ejected from game. But it's... to me, it was egregious enough to justify a one-game suspension. To me, it was. And you agree that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I don't think
part of it,
going into
part
New
of
York,
the reason it's going to happen was the reaction by Stewart.
Yeah.
Because it became that much bigger because of Isaiah Stewart.
And honestly, Mace, if he doesn't react that way, if he just like gets hit in the face, is mad, they have to hold me back for a little bit, and then he stops, I don't think either of them get suspended. You know,
correct.
Like at the beginning of it, when they're holding him back, and then he does this little okie dokie, he's like, okay, I'm going, and then he turns around and runs again.
Yep.
This is where it really is. I mean, this is where it gets, okay, they're replaying it right now. I'm just watching it again. He just tramples over five guys. And then this is the part where Russell Westbrook's doing his, like, his punching guy thing.
What channel are you watching?
Spectrum. It's on Spectrum right now.
Oh, okay, got it.
You know, they do the replay. It's just on in the studio here. I'm looking at the staffers, and some of those guys are 50, 60 years old. They're getting run over. I mean, come on, man.
And they're trying to drag Stewart out of the building.
Do you know how easy it would be to like trample one of those guys, have him hit a head on the court, get a concussion?
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a hell of a gash under his eye, though. I guess it's over his eye.
I'm looking at it now.
That's a hell of a gash over. That's a lot of blood.
Anybody who's played
on that
basketball has had a gash right there. You get hit in the you get elbowed or hit in the eye all the time. That's where you bleed. It's just all bone. It's like skin hits bone. Boom, you're bleeding. It happens. I had it when I was in high school. A couple of stitches is fine. I mean, it hurts.
Yeah, he had five stitches, I guess, after the game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing happened, if Isaiah Stewart doesn't get injured or doesn't go crazy, doesn't try to go right through people,
probably
I think
both get ejected.
No, they both get ejected. I think LeBron still gets suspended and Isaiah Stewart doesn't. Because Isaiah Stewart went crazy, that's why he's going to get five games,
in
my mind.
Saying.
Yeah,
I don't think if Isaiah didn't go crazy, I don't think either one would
agreed.
Be suspended.
No, I think LeBron still gets suspended for the exact same reason that he's getting suspended now. He hit him in the face. He did bleed.
He did get a flagrant two.
You have to suspend him for one game.
He just swung his hand. I mean, like, how do you?
It was a backwards punch.
Can you punch somebody backwards? Like, what are we in the Matrix? Punch. Like, this is not Bruce Lee out here. Like, he just swung his arm with a closed fist. Yeah, his closed fist.
Closed fist
this
in the
face.
This all
happens very closed quickly.
Closed fist.
You're wrestling with a big
That's
dude
deliberate.
Under the basket.
Closed fist is deliberate.
Not necessarily. You're just trying to free your arm. If you watch it again, like, he really is trying to free his arm. It's not inadvertent. I will say that. It's not inadvertent. But is he trying to connect with him in the way that he ends up
doing
it?
Well, the question is, is it reckless or is it deliberate?
I think it's reckless.
And, by the way, I think it can be both.
Agreed. It can be both. I think it's more reckless. I think it's a little cheap. Like, it reminds me of, I see Chris Paul do stuff like this all the time. The veteran guys know how to do stuff like this where they're like, hey, stop grabbing my arm. I'm gonna make you feel this a little bit. You're gonna feel me.
And he got caught.
Isaiah Stewart got caught.
They both got caught. He got caught in the face.
They just showed it again. That is a punch to the face.
I don't know.
I sent you guys a different angle.
He literally hits him and
angle?
Says, I'm sorry,
yeah,
my bad, I didn't mean to do that. Literally, immediate reaction is like,
well,
I'm
sure.
Sorry.
I mean, of course. He's looking at blood. He's looking at blood.
Anybody who's ever played
face.
Basketball knows that you can throw little elbows here and there. You stick your hip out at somebody all the time. That is like basketball.
Yeah, that's I've broken nose. My nose.
What's that?
Yeah,
I've broken my nose.
I used to break my nose all the time playing basketball.
That's your excuse, though.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. When I was playing ball, I would always, it was always two things. I would stove a finger and I would break my nose. My nose was broken at least three times. Playing ball.
I mean, I'm not even good. The joke's right there.
No, I mean, it gets in the way of everything. My nose. My nose is very, very prominent.
Prominent, yes.
Yeah, so I would take some shots to the face. I mean, looking at the angle Jorge just sent, I think that is a deliberate. Yeah, that's deliberate.
So then now you agree with me that no matter what, LeBron is getting suspended. Even
I said
if
that
Isaiah
at the beginning. What do you mean?
No. I'm saying
you
like,
agree with me.
No,
I don't agree with
no,
you. You agreed
just,
with me. I said it first,
relax.
Then you agreed with me.
Relax for a second. If Isaiah
Stewart. I'm edgy today,
you're edgy.
Jorge would say.
Isaiah Stewart wouldn't have gotten suspended, but LeBron would have if Isaiah didn't go crazy, right?
That's
so now that you see it.
Right.
Yeah, now that you see it, Isaiah, no matter what. Even if Isaiah didn't go crazy, LeBron would have been suspended.
Okay, so let's take some calls on this. 877-710-ESPN. By now, if you're a Lakers fan, you were watching the game yesterday afternoon or last night. It ended at like 5:30 or something like that. You saw LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart. Was that deliberate on the part of LeBron James, and does he deserve to get a one-game suspension? We probably will find out during the show today. There will, I would imagine, the NBA disciplinary people will make some sort of announcement coming up during the show today. So 877-710-ESPN. Hey, Momo's in for John today. Momo's in for John all week long. It's Thanksgiving week, and you know what I call it? It's kind of like mail-it-in week, right? Because everybody sort of starts their holiday.
Yeah,
a little
I actually
bit
disagree.
Early.
I think we got to do better shows this week because everybody's driving someplace.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Like everybody's driving on a relative's house, the airport. It's gonna be terrible traffic today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, so we'll do a good show instead. I was going to mail it in, but instead we'll do a good show. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so Mason Mafia, the parody account, is active again. I mentioned I used to break my nose a lot. The tweet goes like this. It is well known throughout Venice and Hollywood that my nose is considered regal. A regal nose.
We so believe you.
Actually, it's a regal beak.
I agree.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
That's the important
thing. Vote
for
Jorge. Thank you, Mike. Yeah,
let's
first,
do it. Thank you.
First plug of the week for Jorge. All right, so everybody saw the game yesterday, and LeBron James hitting Isaiah Stewart in the face with a closed fist.
I think whopping.
I say it was deliberate. Momo thinks you think it wasn't deliberate.
I think it was reckless and semi-deliberate. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think he meant to do as much damage as it did. I mean,
okay,
just
let's go
to
Kathy in Redondo Beach. Kathy, you're on 710. What are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, no, it was not deliberate. He told you it wasn't. He's a righteous man. Take him at his word. It's an accident. I mean, I can't tell you how many things I've broken with my hands. I mean, you won't believe it. Just coming back. No, I wouldn't do that.
So do you think he'll be suspended for a game?
I hope not. I think that would be an unrighteous call.
Boy,
I really do.
You're very much about righteous and unrighteous.
Oh, I'm...
I like that, Kathy. I like that.
Bro, I used to work for Willie Davis, and I totally agree with Michael Thompson last night with his words about Pat Riley, because I'm sitting here bubbling over. I was his favorite Super Bowl child, and I listen to him every day in meetings, and all I want to do is impart pearls of wisdom to you guys so you can help the Rams and the Lakers with all that, because they really need that Vince Lombardi teaching.
Kathy, did you call me bro?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been listening to my
Oh, no, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Kathy, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, imparting words of wisdom from Vince Lombardi. Bro.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I love bro and I love brother.
Yeah, which one's better? Do you like calling people bro or brother better?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Well, what's right, up, man? What's up, man?
Man, do you still have that one?
Yeah, let me find
that's the worst one. I answered a call last week with the stupidest.
I told you how you should answer. Go for Mason.
Okay, let's do this. Greg, go for Mason.
Great.
What's going on, Mace? What do you want to talk about?
No, you
today?
Say that to the caller.
No,
put
Greg
the next
on the
caller
call.
On.
Oh, Greg. Oh,
then,
my
then
bad.
On,
my name's Greg too. That's my bad.
Greg, go for Mason.
What up, Mace? All I want to say is, once again, everybody should just calm down. Like, LeBron is not that kind of player. If he wanted to knock him out, I'm sure he would have put more effort into it. It was just the elbow. Like, elbows are notorious for cutting stuff open, and they were being both a little extra in boxing out, and Isaiah just got caught with the better half of it. Like, all that he did following it made the whole situation look 10 times worse than it actually was. LeBron wasn't trying to knock him out or hurt him or nothing.
I don't think he was trying to knock him out, but I think he was definitely trying to send him. It wasn't elbow. It was fist. I mean, it was a closed hand.
Yeah, but he was really just trying to clear space. Whatever Isaiah got caught with was only a representation of the fact that he was being too extra and trying to box out. Now, it was on purpose. It wasn't like he wasn't accidentally trying to make contact with him. He intended to make serious contact with him, just not to his face and not to cut his head open like that.
But if you intend to, doesn't that mean you are guilty of something? Like, he intended to do it, and he did it with a closed fist. See, to me, that equals suspension. Do you agree?
Nah, it's like targeting in the NFL. Like, the offensive player may dip their helmet or move the target at the last moment. That don't mean that you was trying to hit them with the top of your helmet in the face mask. Now, you may have been trying to knock them out, but not like that. Like, it's the same thing. He was trying to make contact with them and trying to send a message, but where his face ended up wasn't where it started out, and it just went wrong.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Let me try to do this again. I'm going to show you how you do the go for Momo and go for Mason. Okay. Ready, Greg? Who do we got up next?
Why don't you take Bobby and Menifee?
Hey, Bobby and Menifee.
Hey, what's up, Momo?
Hey, go for Momo. Go for Momo.
All right. I think I agree, or I do agree with the last caller. I think that they got tangled up, and Isaiah Stewart was whistled for the foul, and they were tangled up.
Bro.
And LeBron wasn't happy, and he threw his hands through really hard, but I do not think he intended to hit him in the face whatsoever, and that's why if you look at his initial reaction, he was surprised that he hit him there.
I agree
with
you there.
Does intention matter, or is it the action? In other words, you're saying he did it on purpose. It just didn't land where he wanted it to land. But isn't the fact that he did it on purpose mean that it's a one-game suspension?
Yeah, so I agree with Greg. I think he just swung his hands through his arms, maybe a little high. No intention to hit him in the face, but he did. And it is what it is, and I think he will and should get a one-game suspension.
Okay, thank you very much, Bobby. What's that?
I was just saying he didn't mean to hit him, but the fact is that he did, and now he has to, you know, pay that penalty.
Pay the penalty, right? All right. Hey, thanks, Bobby. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll come down during the show, and I think he'll be suspended for a game.
Yeah, that sounds right. Well, they're playing in New York. Okay, they're playing the Knicks next.
Oh no, that's showtime.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be there. It's a hot ticket. Lakers, Knicks, Melo going back to the Garden. Everybody's excited about that. So it's really going to be a bummer if LeBron is not playing, but it also would be bad if he is playing and Isaiah Stewart gets a hefty suspension.
Although, couldn't he appeal?
Can you appeal suspension?
Can you appeal a suspension?
No, I don't think that's
play the
I think
Knicks
that's baseball.
Game and then have it enforced in Indiana, which is just a throwaway.
Yeah,
game.
I think that's like a baseball thing.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't think you do that in the NBA. I don't remember people doing that.
I'll tell you, I want to circle back to something about the Lakers, but first, Bergman is just dying to talk about the amazing Chip Kelly and the UCLA Bruins.
We don't have to bring up the Chip Kelly portion of it, but I am excited
Chip
about
Kelly.
UCLA.
Chip
no,
Kelly is
let's talk about
UCLA.
Dorian's jump.
Oh, he hopped right over that dude.
That was awesome. That was the best play of the year.
So, all I know, Mace, is that no matter what, UCLA-USC is a big deal, especially for UCLA. And to beat them so badly, 62-33, put up a 60 burger
in the
Coliseum, the most ever that UCLA has ever put on USC in a game, period, is pretty amazing.
Okay, I have not watched a game in weeks, USC game. I mean, I said this earlier in the year. I said, you know, once Helton got fired, I said, and Dante Williams lost his first game, I'm like, yeah, wake me up when it's 2022. Wake me up when it's 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like that game didn't even happen to me, Bergman.
Well, you should go back and watch it.
Mace, I understand. I'm the same way with Stanford this year. Like, we got worked by Cal yesterday, or Saturday. It was terrible. It was like 41-17. And I'm like, oh, you know what? If I don't watch and I don't care, it's like it didn't happen.
So do you think, Momo, David Shaw's time for him to go?
No, he's all good. He's Stanford man for life. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Chip Kelly, Bruin man for life.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. I actually think with Chip Kelly, he has to absolutely destroy Cal next week and then destroy who's ever he's playing in the bowl game Jerry as an error. No, he's your guy.
Back.
I still don't think it's enough because he lost all of the boosters.
7-4 and walloped US. To me, that is Chip Kelly's
Absolutely
team,
not.
Man.
If this was any other team, this was not a USC team that this mollywopping means anything to. Mollywopping.
You're what is that?
I don't know. It's so interesting word, though, right? Have you ever heard that? Mollywopping?
No, what is, is it Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
Yes.
DTR.
I mean, that's like what you say when you're in a relationship and you're like, are we serious or not? Right? You got to determine the relationship.
Right.
Let's have that DTR talk. He should have been way better. Like,
should have been.
He was supposed to be this guy.
Wait a minute, is that a thing? DTR is determine the relationship?
Yeah, we got to determine.
Like,
you know,
we've been dating for a long time.
It's kind of like what we used to say. Yeah, we used to say this before Facebook status, you know? Like when you were in a relationship, hey, are we dating? Are you like my boyfriend? Are we like just having fun? Like, like you have to have that DTR talk.
You do. And he has been there for now. He's a senior.
Yeah.
He should have been much better. He still makes bad mistakes. The problem is Chip Kelly... You know how many teams that he has beaten that have above 500 record in the 4 years that he's been there?
I don't. You can only beat the teams in front of you.
Oh, stop your mouth.
You can only beat the teams in front of you.
This is what I said to Clay Helton, too.
About the third quarterback that UCLA had that was supposed to be great and turned out pretty good. Brett Hundley.
He turned out okay. Brett Hundley was a better quarterback than DTR.
The fact of the matter is,
Brett Hundley was supposed to be the number one quarterback in the country.
He was, and he wasn't. But they've beaten two teams. Chip Kelly has beaten two teams with above 500 records. Two teams total in 4 years.
You want to run him out of town on a rail?
I didn't want him for the whole year. After he lost the games that he lost, the fact that Jerry Azanero is the defensive coordinator still when he should have been fired 2 years ago.
Oh my God. The fact that I don't go that deep.
Oh no, defensive coordinator. Look at the defense is terrible.
Let's not get in the weeds.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to.
It's UCLA football. Let's not.
Oh, you know who Graham Harrell is. What's the difference?
That's right,
I'm not talking about Graham Harrell.
You're not, but you should.
He's canned.
You did.
Hey,
you think so?
Can I start a rumor, Mace?
Why don't you start it next?
I've been dying to start a rumor, like a really unsourced, completely reckless, out of the box rumor.
All right, coming up next, a completely unsourced, reckless rumor from Momo. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Rumor has it. That's your favorite. That's Adele.
Yeah.
I listened to her whole album while I was riding my bike this last week. Very good album. Very
the
good
whole
album
one.
For Adele. I listened to the entire album from beginning to end.
Do you rock out? Do you sing along? And
there is really no rocking out on an Adele album.
No, not really.
It's all very sorrowful.
Yeah.
The album should be called My Marriage Didn't Work.
Right.
That should be the official name. Not Adele 30. It should be Adele My Marriage Didn't Work.
Kind of amazing all her albums were named of the year that she released, how old she was when she released them. Like, she's only 30.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, she's not.
And the other
I
one
think
was
Adele is 34. I don't know why this is.
Why is it called 30 then?
I don't know why she called it Adele 30. Maybe
because
well,
the other one was like 21 and the other one's 25.
Yeah, Adele is 33.
Well, this is shattering the myth.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's lying about her age.
What the heck?
No,
was
I actually
she really
think
21
it's...
when she did the first one?
No, I think her marriage got screwed up when she was 30. Maybe that's what it
All
is.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is. All right, so anyway,
right,
rumor has
start...
it.
Ooh, I like this.
Momo wants to start a completely unsourced and reckless rumor. Momo, what do you got?
Pete Carroll back to USC.
Oh.
Let's do it. Don't you think that's perfect?
So Pete seems to be on the ropes in Seattle right now.
Ooh.
Seahawks have lost three straight. They do have Russell Wilson, but they've lost three straight.
They have the shell of Russell Wilson.
And they are unhappy in Seattle. Ooh. And this could be the end of the Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll marriage.
They lost to Colt McCoy at home yesterday.
Yeah, I know. God.
They got shut out in his first game back. Barely scored yesterday. It was really sad. And Pete Carroll, I don't know if you heard this press conference. He comes in. Normally he does like an opening statement.
Yep.
This time he's like, nah, I don't got it. What do you guys want to know? And he just kept saying, I'm not good this losing thing. I'm done. I'm not good this. And he got up after like 8 minutes and walked out. Was like, that's all I got, guys. That's all I got. And then later on he goes back and he kind of apologized for walking out on the press. But it was, he gave everyone up in Seattle the soundbite. I'm done.
Yeah.
He literally said, I'm done. Look, he's 70 years old. It's unbelievable that he's that
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I mean, 70 years old. And you know what? I think if you want to build a program like USC does, you want to start with a septuagenarian.
Yep, definitely.
Do I have that right? Is it a septuagenarian?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means a 70-year-old person.
Somebody in their 70s is a septuagenarian.
Look, they've been trying to hire all the Pete disciples since he left.
Which is a mistake, by the way.
Yeah, but it's still Pete
Carroll. Has proven to be wrong.
Yeah, but he's still Pete Carroll. Like, I mean, the guy still looks like tanned and in really good shape.
Looks like he's having fun.
See him running around on the field out there. He's still, I'm doing competition Wednesdays still. I mean, competition Mondays. I mean,
competition Tuesdays.
No, yeah, I knew it was one of those days. Pete Carroll would be fun.
Win forever Wednesdays. It was always one thing.
What was Mondays?
Mondays, I think, was an off day, right?
Oh, okay.
Monday was an off
Tuesday,
day.
We
always used
Wednesday.
To, you know, me and Ireland used to sit at Heritage Hall every week and do the Pete Carroll show when we were doing middays. And it was this is when I was doing USC pregame and postgame. And we would sit with Pete every single week. And such a great interview, like a really good interview.
So good.
The weird thing is right behind us was a jersey with O.J. Simpson's number on it.
Ooh.
I always thought that was really weird.
Yeah.
That we sat right in front of the O.J. jersey.
Yeah. It doesn't age well. Even
we
then.
Remember, we remember. We know what happened.
What do you think
we
of my rumor? What do you think of my idea?
I think it is quite possibly the worst idea I have heard in a very long time.
Greg, what do you UCLA Homer think? You want Pete Carroll?
No, not as a UCLA fan, no.
Really?
I think fear Pete?
I think he could turn it around for a couple years, yeah. Get good guys in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he'd be the wrong choice. I think Pete and again, he's a really young 70.
I mean,
if you're Pete, don't you retire?
I wouldn't want to really end like this. I wouldn't want to go out like that.
Well, he's obviously not going to have a choice in Seattle.
Oh no, he'll have a choice. They'll do it the nice way.
You think so? He'll.
Yeah.
Uh oh, we've got breaking news.
What?
There's breaking news.
And let me just say, because I'm supposed to say
No. You don't have to do that. This is fake breaking.
I don't have to do
news.
It. Okay.
No,
good.
No, fake
it's
breaking.
It's fake news.
Breaking. Right. So Mason is at it again.
What?
@_Berkeley, Ramona of House Berkeley now has a parody account.
Ramona of House Berkeley.
Good job, Mace.
Oh,
you're up
I
to five.
Love that.
Oh man.
It has your picture and everything, Momo. It's a good picture.
Ramona of House Berkeley.
Nice.
Oh, that is so freaking
genius. Hey, that explains
genius.
A lot, because during breaks, he talks to us, right, Greg?
Right.
This time, for those last two breaks,
yep, nothing.
We didn't hear
no, I was
nothing.
Talking to you.
No,
you weren't listening.
Nothing.
No, you weren't. Here's what pisses me off. So you guys are all in studio, right? And what you do is you
come
go in and you hang out with Ramona during the breaks, and I'm left here by myself talking to nobody.
All I know is you had a lot of time to go onto Twitter, make a brand new account, find a picture of Momo.
You know what? You know what we need now? We need a Bergman parody account.
It's not necessary. All right, Mason, you don't have to do that one.
A Bergman parody account. I would imagine somebody.
You might as well make a Jorge one.
Hey. And a Jorge
keep me out
parody
of this.
Account.
Hey, tell for the show.
No, leave us out of it. Leave us out of it. We don't want to be involved. Yeah, Momo, the Pete Carroll idea is terrible.
I like it.
It's terrible.
Nobody else likes it?
No. No, it's just not. It's not.
It's just old.
Yeah, it's just.
Look,
it's,
Tony La Russa was the manager of the White Sox this year. He's older than Pete.
I mean, in baseball, you kind of just sit there.
I know. Pete's still running around on the field. You see video of him before the games?
Oh, yeah, no, he's out there.
Out there.
Yeah, I just think if you're building a program, if the idea is, okay, USC is going to reestablish itself as the West Coast power, the way to do that is not Pete Carroll. It's going backwards. You want to go forwards.
You want that Oregon coach who just lost to Utah?
You know my slogan, what's new, what's next? What's new, what's next?
You want the Penn State coach, Franklin?
James Franklin.
James Franklin.
Yeah, James Franklin.
Can't do anything in the Big Ten this year? I mean, you want that guy?
But is a really good program builder. Sure. Luke Fickell from Cincinnati, who's just outside the playoff right now. James Franklin. Matt Campbell from Iowa State. Marco Cristobal. You know, the guy who's going to get, and it just got tougher because Florida's job is open now. They fired Dan Mullen over the weekend. Yeah. That means they're going to be in it too. I think they're going to hire Lane Kiffin.
Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds right.
Ole Miss is 9-2.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe Lane Kiffin is 9-2? It's almost like we got him before he still had training wheels on, before he really learned to coach, before he was the offensive coordinator or the analyst or whatever they call that at Alabama with Nick Saban. We got him before all that, and he's turned into a legit head coach and a bit of a showman, which makes it fun.
Yeah, he's kind of fun. He's also, like, a hell of a recruiter.
Great recruiter.
I mean, he's already trying to get Arch Manning. Have you seen
all the stories? What is the rule with that? He's allowed to reach out to Arch Manning?
Something with Instagram, like he doesn't reach out to him. He's like following him on the Instagram account. So apparently, this is how you signal your interest in
Arch Manning. By the way, is Cooper's kid, Cooper Manning's kid, who is just an all-world high school quarterback.
And it's just Arch, right? Not Archie.
Just Arch, not Archie. It's just Arch.
So he just like on his birth certificate says Arch.
Well, maybe it says Archie, and they're just going by Arch, but it is Arch is what he's known as.
It's an interesting name.
According according to Wikipedia, it is Arch.
It's just Arch.
Just Arch.
16 years old. He has his own Wikipedia page.
Yeah, he's apparently going to be the thing. The thing. All right, coming up next for you, we got a couple of things. First of all, we're going to do Wheel of Questions. Secondly, we actually have George Sedano calling USC UCLA. So I've not heard him do play-by-play at all. So I thought we'll play a USC highlight and see how George does.
Like
I have a feeling he's great.
Yeah, I bet he's really good.
I have a feeling he's fantastic. But we'll do that coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so Momo's in for John. It is Thanksgiving week. By the way, question from you guys. Do we start on Monday next week playing Christmas music, or is that too early?
Is that December 1st?
What will that be?
Next Monday is the 29th.
The 29th. Is the 29th the date we start playing Christmas music,
or is that too early? No, I think it's fine, because after Thanksgiving...
Yeah. I think that's okay.
Yeah,
you think so? Jorge, are you up for that?
I'm down. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Oh,
yeah, because we've got to compete with the Coast. You know, the people at the Coast go to an all-Christmas format, and they just kick the snot out of everybody in the ratings. So I figure if we start playing Christmas songs, we will be a competitor for the Coast.
Sure.
All right, it's time for Wheel of Questions. Ooh. It's presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, give her a spin. Oh, this question, I would never use this word normally, but I would say it's whimsical. It's a whimsical question.
Sounds good.
If animals could talk, would you still want to eat meat?
Oh.
If animals could talk, would you still want to eat meat?
I wouldn't say that's a whimsical question, dude.
Yeah, where's that whimsical?
It's not whimsical.
I think that's whimsical.
No, not whimsical. Whimsy is supposed to be fun and light.
Don't you think that's whimsical?
No.
If animals talking?
Well, and yeah, but then you're talking about eating them and stuff.
Right. It's no longer whimsical.
No. Playfully quaint or fanciful, especially in an appealing and amusing way.
Yeah, that's not appealing. I don't want my cows talking back. I don't want chickens talking to me.
No, but if they
to answer your question, no. If animals talk back, I wouldn't want to eat them.
If cows could talk, no. Would you still eat beef?
No, that's like a no.
I think that's whimsical.
It's not whimsical.
If turkeys were able to speak, would you have one on your Thanksgiving dinner table?
All right, think of this: you walk into a turkey and you say,
"What are you doing, man?
I'm gonna eat you for turkey. I'm gonna eat you for Thanksgiving. Come on,
what are you doing, man? Man,
please don't eat me. I mean, it's like that was a good turkey voice. Huh?
How'd that go?
Hold on, let me try it again. Please don't write me.
Hey, hold on. Let's reset it up. Hold on.
Okay, so, make me laugh. I can't do the voice.
No, hold on. Mace walks in, and then he's going to say this.
What are you doing, man?
Please don't write me.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Yeah, no way you're eating a turkey after that.
So if animals could talk, none of us would still eat meat?
I don't think so.
No,
we'd all be
dude.
Like
no
beyond, way, beyond.
It's kind of like once you
beyond.
Give your, once you give an animal a name, you're probably not eating it. Like, you're not going to eat your dog. That's like you give
yeah,
him a name. That's your dog.
Kids in 4-H name their animals all the time. Then they go to slaughter. Here's my pig, Bessie.
That. Bro.
That lady really did call you bro. That was
bro.
So great.
Bro.
She was great. That was a great call.
I love that.
I know that
all right. Well, I guess the question was, is
Greg, would
as
you
I
eat
thought?
The meat if your hamburger's like, well, it's like those Chick-fil-A commercials, right?
Yeah, where the cows are talking to you.
Yeah.
More chicken.
No, thank you. If anything talks, I'm not eating that.
Yeah, things are. What about things that are intelligent? Like, for example, did you see that movie, My Octopus Teacher?
What?
You know, it was that won the Academy Award for Best Documentary, and it was like.
And it's about how smart octopi are.
There you go. I did not watch that. I tried to get into it, but I was like, I got 5-6 minutes in. I was like, I don't know about all
this. It's supposed to be really, I haven't seen it, but octopi are very, very intelligent.
Can you imagine pitching that to somebody? Can you imagine pitching that doc in the room with a studio exec?
Okay, here's what it is. Okay, it's a man with a camera. An octopus is his friend. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's now, this is whimsical.
That's whimsical, yeah.
Until you eat it.
Till you eat it, exactly.
That. Bro.
Bro.
And then the octopus says, please don't eat me. Come on.
What are you doing, man?
What's happening to this segment?
Just screwing around. I told you it's Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
You know what Thanksgiving reminds me of? This is a true story. So every year we would drive to my grandmother's house on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. This would be we called them Mamie and Pappy. So we went to Mamie and Pappy's house.
That's so old fashioned. That's like
1843. On the
Meschonsky
side. Yeah. So my dad would always bring a bottle of Crown Royal, you know, in that felt, that purple felt bag.
Oh yeah, those are cool. That you know, I used to save those bags. I thought it was classy.
Yeah, I still think they're kind of.
I used to say, "I put coins
cool.
in them."
Am I
put
crazy?
Jewelry in them.
We're definitely from the Valley, Momo.
Crown Royal's kind of classy.
It is, especially so, those velvet things. It's not real velvet.
So we'd get there on Wednesday night. We'd make the drive from Toledo, Ohio, to Altoona, Pennsylvania, and my dad would open the bottle of Crown Royal, and me and my brothers would each have a shot. And I remember being like 7-8 years old and doing a shot of Crown Royal.
Dang.
It was like a family tradition.
Yeah, baby.
That, bro.
Bro. That's what I remember about Thanksgiving more than anything else is that shot of Crown Royal
yeah, that's
you would have
cool.
on the night before Thanksgiving.
That's like me on Passover, man. I drank all 8 cups of wine. Even at Manischewitz, I'd be like 6 years old and they were like, Ramona, slow down.
Did you ever fake get drunk off the Manischewitz as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fake it, right? Because there's no alcohol in there.
There's a little.
There's like a tiny bit.
Isn't there alcohol in Manischewitz?
Yeah, a little
bit.
It's
very, very small, yeah.
Yeah, but we have 8 cups.
Yeah, there's those little cups.
It depends on how big those cups are. But
I always thought it was just wine, like regular wine.
No, it's like grape juice, the little spiked.
Yeah, pretty much. Manischewitz.
It's good, though. Don't knock it until you try it.
So, hit Seinfeld.
Hit the side.
There you go. So we were talking about SCUCLA. But in 10 minutes, we're going to be talking about the Lakers because there's a great misconception out there I want to deal with. We still don't have any word on LeBron. So George Sedano, who is multitasking more than anybody I know. Ireland does Laker games and here, but Sedano is doing Around the Horn. He's doing NBA Today.
MMA. He does some MMA show.
MMA. He's doing play-by-play for college and for NFL, a game every week. So he called the SC-UCLA game on Saturday. And I've not heard George do play-by-play. I've not heard this particular clip that we're going to play. And he is new to football play-by-play this year. So why don't we hit it, and I want to see what George sounds like.
Stathouse kicks it into the end zone. Allen takes it out of his own end zone at the 5, at the 10, at the 15, 20, 25. Still going at the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. See you later, Kazmir Allen, his third touchdown of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too.
Now, is that a USC guy scoring or a UCLA guy scoring?
You have no idea who that is?
I didn't watch the game.
Kazmir Allen?
Yeah, Kazmir Allen, he plays for UCLA, and that's his third touchdown of the game. That was a 100-yard kick return.
Okay,
you
well,
know
let's
what's
have
great
a USC
too?
Let's have a USC highlight.
Right.
They are rolling quickly to the line of scrimmage. Dart throws down the field again for Bryant, who catches the ball at the 10, the 5, walks it into the end zone for a touchdown, and the momentum has swung in the Trojans' favor as they trail 35-26.
That's
now,
when he got close.
I got to say, as somebody who listens to a lot of football on the radio and somebody who watches a lot of football, George is really good.
Yeah, he's good. You know what's a really – he's also – He really should. He probably was really tired too. Like he does his show all the week.
All
and
week
then
long.
He's flying around doing NBA sidelines.
Yep.
Then he's doing his MMA show. He's got two kids. I mean that guy doesn't sleep.
Although
so
his
him
wife,
to get that excited on those play calls, that's saying something.
His wife is Kelly, right?
Oh yeah, she's awesome. She does.
She must be fantastic because George is not around very much.
Well, when he is around, he is very present. I see him on Instagram all the time with the kids. But he's always very well-dressed. He never looks like, you know, Ireland will come in here and be yawning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ireland yawns.
I've never seen George
asleep.
Like that. George will come in. I think he's wired, though. Like, I'll do shows with him on a Monday, and he's like, I just got back last night at 11:30 at night because I hopped a flight. And he's, like, super wired, and he's hosting NBA Today. And he's like,
I think he's on Greenies.
No.
Bergman, what do you think? Is he on Greenies?
It's that Cuban coffee. He's got some.
He does have the Cuban coffee.
Yeah.
So he just keeps just motoring through.
He just goes.
There was a point in my life where I did work as hard as George.
Yeah, me too. A little while ago.
That point has passed.
Mine too.
I'm totally satisfied doing my show and my podcast. Those two things,
yeah.
I'm totally happy.
You're much nicer to be around now, too.
Oh, I was just...
Remember when we went to Bristol together, Maze?
Oh, yeah.
Why did we do that?
I don't know. That was a you thing.
No, that was a you thing.
You're a Bristol schmoozer.
No. I was doing shows, and you were going there to schmooze.
I was going there. I'm a terrible schmoozer.
I would think you're a good schmoozer.
You know, the weird thing is nobody in Bristol really likes me.
I think they do. I think a few of them do. Not all. Most of them didn't know who you were.
Most of them don't know who I am.
Yeah. Like, there's a picture of you in the radio building.
Could take me or leave me.
Yeah. They're like, what are you doing out here?
I was like, I'm here to schmooze so you can put me on TV some more.
Yeah. And they basically said, how's it going, man?
You see? How you doing, man?
How you doing, man? You're that guy in the radio building, that picture. You're on the wall. Somewhere.
What are you doing, man? You're on the wall. Wearing a vest.
Yeah, but we were working. We were, like, working it.
Yeah, we were.
We were working it. And, yeah, like, I used to do that, too. I would, like, stay up all night, three nights in a week, and then I'd go to games, and I'd be sleeping in my car all the time.
You'd be writing all night. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
those
I still work hard,
over.
But I don't think it's – I would always come in here, and I always seem, like, very frazzled.
Yeah. Like, Bergman doesn't work that hard now.
Okay. Sure.
I think I still work – hard, but not like crazy. And I'm also much more efficient. Ever since I had a kid, like you can't stay up all night and then just be like, oh, hey, kid, I'm sorry. I can't take you to school today. You can't do that. You can't be like, hey, you know what? Mommy's got to sleep in this morning. You can't do it. Can we just get you some milk and call it a day?
Here you go, yeah. Kid. Watch Cocomelon. Go.
Yeah. I've definitely done that. I've definitely done that, actually. Mommy's tired today. You want to sit in the bed and watch rhymes?
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, you know, the other thing is, I don't, my focus is this show.
Yeah. Make it great.
My focus is this show. For 3 hours a day, I'm supposed to be great.
Yeah.
And I don't want to split my attention to other things.
Because
I still think, radio is king. Like, I quit doing on-camera stuff a while ago. And I don't, I think I made one appearance on Spectrum. Otherwise, I've turned everything down for about 3 years since I quit at Fox. And for radio is king for me. I love doing the show.
I think it's a good choice. And I've really pared down the stuff that I do because I find when you split yourself too thin, when you spread yourself too thin, like, you're actually not very good at anything you do. You're just kind of showing up all the time.
Correct.
You know, like, there's times where I'll be, you know, frazzled, like I'm doing a story and I have some show in the morning and I can't really prep as much as I normally would, and you're winging it. You're taking calls in the middle of the radio show, or you're texting. It's like that you're not very good then. You're just kind of existing.
Yeah. You know who works really hard is Jorge.
How does Jorge work?
Ooh, Jorge.
How many jobs do you have?
Three.
Three jobs.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. Two radio stations and an editing job.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's a little much.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, no, he's got Brenda, he's got Maite. I mean, you know, he's at that point in his career where he's building, and this is the most important job, right, Jorge?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And Bergman. Absolutely. Bergman's always been, he's doing schedules.
Yep. I get a lot of schedules from him.
You have not had a schedule in quite some time.
Every week.
It's been a little while since you got a schedule. Now you can just look at it online whenever you want to.
No need. Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, the great lie that is being told about the Lakers today.
Ooh.
The great lie that is being told about.
Is that what you're naming it? The great lie.
It's not the lie of the day.
Okay.
I still, just so you know, it's Million Dollar Monday. Uh-huh. I still have not told the lie of the day.
Okay, good, because there was just one thing that you said
there
I thought
was
a
one
lie.
That I thought people would get. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you the lie of the day. That's true about me drinking Crown Royal as a kid. Mm. My very responsible father. but there will be a story between now and 3:30 that is the lie of the day. Million Dollar Monday, you win a pair of Rams tickets plus a shot at $1 million. By naming the two teams that will play in the Super Bowl and the final score. Million Dollar Monday, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. I like that, Kathy. I like that.
Bro, I used to work for Willie Davis.